Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Infertility Cure. The ancient Chinese wellness program for getting pregnant and having healthy babies by Randy and Lewis is a practical health and fertility book that blends Western medical training with traditional Chinese medicine. Lewis, who has backgrounds in obstetrics and gynecology as well as Oriental medicine, and presents infertility as a condition shaped by imbalance rather than a fixed, permanent diagnosis. The book is aimed primarily at women facing conception difficulties, including those told they have unexplained infertility. Its purpose is to explain how Chinese medicine interprets fertility through the lens of qi, blood, yin, and yang, then translate that framework into accessible steps involving diet, lifestyle, herbs, and acupressure. Rather than presenting a single treatment, it offers an integrative wellness program intended to support natural conception on its own or alongside conventional fertility care. The book is both explanatory and instructional, making a complex medical tradition understandable to readers seeking a holistic fertility approach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, infertility as imbalance rather than a fixed diagnosis. One of the book's central ideas is that infertility should not be treated as a final identity or purely mechanical failure. Lewis reframes it as a pattern of disharmony in the body, which is a distinctly Chinese medicine perspective and one of the book's biggest departures from conventional fertility writing. Instead of focusing only on whether tests are normal, she emphasizes the possibility of hidden dysfunctions such as deficiency, stagnation, or excess. This matters because many readers arrive after receiving inconclusive medical results, especially the label of unexplained infertility. By shifting the question from what is broken to what is out of balance, the book changes how readers think about their bodies and treatment options. That reframing is not merely philosophical. It determines the practical plan that follows. A reader is encouraged to look at cycles, stress, digestion, energy, and overall constitution as part of fertility assessment. The result is a more expansive model that tries to explain why conception may be difficult even when standard tests do not reveal an obvious cause. Secondly, yin, yang, qi, and blood is the book's fertility framework. The book explains fertility through four foundational substances in traditional Chinese medicine: yin, yang, qi, and blood. Lewis presents these not as mystical abstractions, but as a working model for understanding reproductive health. Qi relates to movement and vitality, blood to nourishment and uterine support, yin to cooling and building, and yang to warming and activating. The book's practical value lies in showing how these elements can become deficient, excessive, or stagnant, with each pattern producing different fertility challenges. This framework helps explain why two women with similar medical histories might need very different interventions. For example, one may need more nourishment and rest, while another may need help moving stuck energy and reducing tension. The book does not ask readers to accept these terms passively. It uses them to organize symptoms into treatable patterns. That makes the Chinese medicine model operational rather than merely theoretical. Its main strength is that it gives readers a language for body-wide balance, connecting menstrual regularity, energy, stress, and conception into a single system of interpretation. Thirdly, a step-by-step wellness program built on diet, herbs, and acupressure. Lewis does not stop at diagnosis in Chinese medicine terms. She turns the theory into a wellness program that readers can follow. The book describes dietary guidance, lifestyle modifications, herbal support, and acupressure as tools for restoring balance. This combination is important because the program is designed to be cumulative rather than dependent on one intervention alone. Diet is used to support the body according to the reader's pattern, while lifestyle changes are intended to reduce stress and preserve resources. Acupressure and herbs extend the approach into hands-on and pharmacologically active forms of care. Although the book treats herbs with caution and recognizes the need for professional supervision, what makes this section useful is its emphasis on specificity. It does not present fertility support as generic self-improvement. It links recommendations to recognize patterns of disharmony. That makes the book more structured than many alternative fertility guides. It also helps explain why readers and practitioners see it as a primer for Chinese medicine fertility care, because it gives an organized pathway from concept to daily practice. Fourthly, why the book resonates with women facing unexplained infertility. The book is especially relevant to readers who have undergone standard testing without finding a clear reason for infertility. Lewis directly addresses the frustration of normal lab results paired with failed conception, and she argues that this situation does not mean the body is functioning well. Instead, it may mean that the problem lies below the threshold of what conventional tests measure. This is a powerful appeal because it validates the experience of women who feel dismissed by routine diagnostics. The book also offers an alternate explanation for why conception is not happening, without requiring readers to accept that nothing can be done. That combination of validation and possibility is a major reason the book has been influential in fertility circles. It gives readers a framework for making sense of symptoms that do not fit standard categories, and it encourages them to pursue treatment proactively. In that sense, the book is not only a fertility manual but also a response to uncertainty, helping readers interpret ambiguity as a signal to look more deeply rather than as proof of failure. Lastly, the book's integration of Eastern and Western perspectives. A defining feature of the infertility cure is its attempt to bridge two medical traditions rather than reject one in favor of the other. Lewis writes from the perspective of someone trained in both Western medicine and Oriental medicine, which gives the book an unusual position in the fertility genre. It does not argue that conventional treatment is useless. Instead, it presents Chinese medicine as a complementary framework that can work alongside mainstream fertility care. This integrative posture makes the book more accessible to readers who may be skeptical of purely alternative approaches but still want options beyond medication or assisted reproduction alone. The book's comparison between Western and Eastern methods also clarifies their different assumptions. Western medicine tends to isolate specific problems, while Chinese medicine looks for systemic patterns and flow. That contrast gives the book analytical depth, not just practical advice. Its credibility comes partly from this dual lens, though the reader is still expected to approach herbal medicine carefully and with professional guidance. The result is a book that positions itself as a bridge, not a replacement. In conclusion, The Infertility Cure is best suited for readers who want a thoughtful, structured introduction to fertility through traditional Chinese medicine, especially women dealing with unexplained infertility or repeated disappointment in conventional workups. It is also useful for patients who are already pursuing Western fertility treatment but want a complementary framework for diet, stress, and bodily regulation. The main practical benefit of the book is that it turns a broad, holistic philosophy into an organized wellness program with real-world application. The main intellectual benefit is that it challenges readers to think about fertility as a pattern of balance, not only as a set of lab values or procedures. Compared with many books in the fertility category, it stands out because it is neither purely inspirational nor strictly clinical. Instead, it offers a hybrid model grounded in both medical training and Chinese medicine principles. That combination makes it more credible than many alternative health titles and more expansive than narrowly biomedical fertility guides. Its enduring value is in providing readers with a different way to understand and respond to infertility without ignoring the complexity of the problem. If you would like to support Randine Lewis, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.